The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 11th, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
The word dharma, as it is explained in the English dictionary, a kind of way. Actually, dharma does not mean that. Dharma means your occupational duty, the characteristic. Everything has got characteristic. Just as this microphone, the characteristic of microphone is to vibrate the sound loudly. This is dharma. If simply the microphone is there and it does not act to produce the sound loudly, then it is out of its dharma or out of order. Try to understand what is dharma. There are many other examples, just like water. Water is liquid, everyone knows. But sometimes water becomes solid, ice, under certain circumstances. But that is not its dharma. To remain liquid is dharma. Therefore, sometimes water, even if it is transformed into solid ice, it melts, again wants to become water. This is dharma. So, what is our dharma? We human beings. There is no question of any sect, any nation, or any party. No. As human beings. As human beings, or living beings. What is our dharma? Dharma is to render service. Every one of us is rendering service. As a family man, he is rendering service. As a society man, as a national, everyone is, what about our occupation? As a medical man, you are also offering your service. As an engineer, you are offering your service. Or any other businessman, you are also, sometimes businessmen, they hang the signboard. Our first business is to offer his service. So everyone is engaged in giving service to somebody else. This is called dharma. Basic principle of dharma. So, what is our dharma, living entity? Our dharma is to render service. But we are rendering service, but no. We are rendering service not rightly, but wrong. Therefore you are not satisfied. There are many examples, just like in our country, Mahatma Gandhi, he was here. He gave so much service. He gave service in India. But what was the return? The return was he was killed by his countrymen. This is the return. Practical. The return was that he wanted to establish non-violence and his countrymen proved that non-violence cannot go on. You must die by violence. This is material world, that however you may render service to your family, to your country, to a friend, to anyone, he will never be satisfied. Rather, when he is dissatisfied, he will kill it. This is material world. So my occupational duty is to render service to somebody. But I cannot satisfy that somebody. This is material world. You go on giving service, but you will never be able to satisfy to the person to whom you are giving service. This is material world. So what is the defect? The defect is that my business is to render service to the Supreme Lord, which is misplaced in so many ways. In so many ways, I am giving service to my society, to my friend, to my community, to my nature, and so on and so on. That is misplaced. Your duty is to render service to Krishna or God, but that is being misplaced. Therefore, you are not satisfied, neither the person to whom you are giving service, they are also not satisfied. This is the material world. Therefore, Krishna comes. Yadā yadā hi dharmasya glāni bhavati bhār. Dharmasya again. What is that dharma? To render service. When there is discrepancy to render service, then Krishna comes to teach you how you should render service. So we have created so many platforms of service. They are not giving us a satisfaction, neither to the person nor to me. So Krishna comes to rectify it. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. This is glani. This service is misplaced. Then what is to be done? Sarva dharmān paritajya māmīkam saranam. This is service. This is what? All other service I have given you already. The example, who can give better service than Mahatma Gandhi? Who can become such honest man, ideal man, yours addressed as Mahatma? Still his service was not recognized, he was killed. So that is the result of material service. Therefore Krishna said that this kind of service, rendering, will never satisfy you, neither the party will be satisfied. You give up all this wrong engagement, you give service to me. Sarva dharmān paritajya māmīkam saranam bhava. Then I will give up so many duties. I have got, yes, you can give up. Now I will be involved in sinful activities because I am giving all other service. Yes. Aham tvā sarva pāpe bhava khaisa. I shall give you protection. Don't bother, don't worry. This is the saman substance of the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, and we have to learn it. Then our life will be successful. In every respect, we can render service. In all positions, we can render service to Krishna. And that is being taught here. Sisi karmani, sisi karmani avirata. You are a medical man, you are giving service, you can also be engaged in giving service to Krishna. Sisi karmani. Or you are a businessman, or you are an engineer, whatever you make. Sisi karma. Everyone has got a particular type of duty engagement. That is dharma. Sisi karmani abhirata saṃsiddhi labhate nara. He can become perfect. Saṃsiddhi labhate nara. Sakarma nirata siddhiṃ yathā bindati tatvinu. I will explain to you, Krishna says. Now this sakarmana, sakarma, of course now we are engaged in so many different types of duties. But the Vedic civilization, there are four divisions of society and four divisions of spiritual and life. It is called varna and ashram. Four varnas means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This is social arrangement. And spiritual arrangement, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So we are known, advertised as Hindu. Actually, there is no such word in the whole Vedic literature, Hindu. It is a name given by the Mohammedans on account of the river Sindhu. They pronounce sa as ha. So the Sindhu was mispronounced as Hindu, and the side or this side of Indus River who resided, they are called by the Mohammedans as Hindu. The Hindu name is given by the Mohammedans. Actually, our dharma is varna sambha, four varnas and four ashrama. That is the real name, varnasama dharmi. The whole Vedic culture is dependent on varnas. It is meant for everyone, not that it is meant for Indians only. No. Four varnas and four ashramas. So how these four varnas are recognized? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmana. The first varna is Brahmana. Brahmana is the head of the varnas, social arrangement. So, Brahmana, first of all, it is said, not here, in the 18th chapter, in the, I think, 4th chapter, maybe. Chatur Varnana Maya System Guna Dharma Vibhaga. The Chaturvarna, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, they are created by me according to guna and karma, quality and action. One is designated, here is an engineer. This engineer is not by birthright. Because my father is an engineer, so I become an engineer. No. You must have the qualification of the engineer. That is called guna. He could simply say that I am a son of an engineer. Therefore he must accept me as engineer. That is not accepted. Have you got qualification of engineer? If he says yes, then consider it. So guna. Then I have got guna, but I do not practice it. Suppose I have passed medical examination, but I do not practice, then nobody will call me a doctor. I must practice. I must cure patient. Then I will be known as medical practitioner. So guna karma vibhaga. Not only quality, but also practice. So what are the gunas? The gunas are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. Simply you have to study thoroughly and understand it thoroughly. Then the whole human society will be in peace and they will make progress not only in this life but in the next life also. Therefore it is said, saṃsiddhi labhate nara. Sisi karmani nirata Samsiddhi lavati nara. What is that samsiddhi? Mamupeta konteya. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Nabhivanti mahatmana. Samsiddhi lavati nara. That is samsiddhi. The samsiddhi means, perfection of life means, that this life we shall act in such a way that next life, after giving up this body, we have to give up this body. But we should not give up this body like cats and dogs. That is human civilization. The cats and dogs, they also give up their body. And if we also give up our body like cats and dogs, that is not a success of life. That is failure of life. Prahlad Maharaja said that Duryavana Manasam Janma Tadapi Adhurvam Arthalam. Duryavana, this human form of life, is Duryavana. Duryavana, du means difficult. And loho means gain. After many, many millions of years of evolution process, we get this human form of life. That is the nature. Pakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas. We are being carried by the laws of nature. So this human form of life is very durlabha, very rarely got. Durlabha manasana janma, kaumaro asare prajna dharmana bhagavatanya. Durlabha manasana janma, tadapi adhurvam arthalam. This is the version of Prahlad Maharaj. He was preaching Krishna consciousness among his school friends because he was born in a demon's father's family, Hiranyakashipu. He was stopped uttering even Krishna. He could not get any opportunity in the palace. So when he was coming to his school, at the tiffin hour, he would call his small friend, 5 years old, and he would preach. This Bhagavad Dharma. And the friends would say, my dear Prahlad, we are now children. Oh, what is the use of this Bhagavad Dharma? Let us play. Now he said, no. Komaro asade prajna dharman bhagavatamiha durlabha manasam janma. My dear friends, don't say that we keep it aside for cultivating Krishna consciousness in old age. No, no. Durlabha. We don't know when we shall die. Before the next death, we must complete this Krishna consciousness education. That is the aim of human life. Otherwise, we are losing the opportunity. So, everyone wants to live forever, but nature will not allow that. That's a fact. We may think very independent, but we are not independent. We are under the stringent laws of nature. A young man, you cannot say that I will not become old man. No. You must become. That is the law of nature. And if you say I will not die, no, you must die. This is law of nature. So we are, therefore, the murhas, we do not know practically what is the law of nature? Pakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimura atma kartaham iti mannate. Everything is being pulled down by the laws of material nature. And still, because you are so full and rested, you are thinking independently. This is our fault. This is our folly. We do not know what is the aim of life, how prakriti, nature is carrying us, how we can protect ourselves from the problems of life. We are busy in solving the temporary problems of life, just like dependence or independence. These are temporary problems. Actually, we are not independent. we are dependent on the laws of nature, and suppose we become independent, so-called independent, for a few days, that is not independence. Real independence is how to get out of the clutches of this material law. Therefore, Krishna presents before you the problem amongst we have got so many problems, but that is temporary. Real problem is, Krishna says, janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha gosanu darshanam. A man of knowledge should always keep in the front the real problem. What is that? Birth, death, old age and disease. This is your real problem. So, the human life is meant for solving these four problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. And that can be done by Krishna consciousness. So, we are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement to solve the ultimate problems of life. So our request is that you take this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously and solve the ultimate problems of life. And that problems of life can be solved simply by understanding Krishna. Simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karmam dibbam me ju janati tattata tatta deham punarjanmanati mamiti kaunteya. This is the solution of problem. Then what will be the benefit, mamiti, by going back to home, back to Krishna? Na mamupetva tu kaunteya dukkhalayam asasatam nabnubanti. Mamupetva tu kaunteya. Sansiddhi lavate pranam. This is Sansiddhi. Then anyone who comes back to me, Krishna says, then dukkhalayam asasatam nabnubanti. He does not get again birth in this material world, which is dukkhalayam asasatam. Krishna certifies about this world as dukkhalayam, the place of misery. And we are trying to be happy. This is our illusion. You cannot be happy in this material world. Tell me if anyone is happy. Nobody is happy. The problem, only problem, beginning from the womb of mother up to the again, next day, simply problem. This is material life. Therefore Krishna says, mamupetva tu kaunteya dukkhalayam asasatam nabnubanti. He does not come again. That is solution. That is sansiddhi lavate nara. So, the society must be divided as suggested in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, that chaturbarna maya sistam guna karma vibhaga. There must be four varnas and four ashramas. Ideal. Then, you may be a Shudra, you may be a Grihastha, you may be a Brahmana. Everyone will get salvation. Everyone attain the perfection if we adopt this process. So there must be one class of man, first class man, ideal, that will learn that here is an ideal class of man. Let me try to imitate or follow them. But there is no ideal man now at the present moment. Everyone is Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Then how the society will be happy? It is not possible. Because there is no ideal man. So here Krishna says that we should create, we should educate a section of man who are by brahmana, by guna and karma, not by birth. Then society will be happy. Sama, dama, this is the brahminical qualification. Sama, dama, tapas, saucam, khanti, ajavame, bacha. jnanam vijnanam astrikam brahma karma sabhav. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is that for the time being we are trying to create a section of man, not from India, not from Hindus. Never, Krishna never said that these things can be done only in India and amongst the sections, the Hindu. No. It is open for everyone. It is open for everyone. Just like if you start an engineering course, does it mean that it is meant for Hindus or Muslims or a certain nationality? No. It should be open for everyone. Anyone who wants to become a Brahman, he can become a Brahman. Of course, conservative class of men, they come to fight with us that how you are making Brahmanas from the European and American people, then Mrechos and Javas. No, that is not Shastric Indian. Shastric Indian son is there. It is spoken by Narada Muni, not ordinary person, but the great authority Narada. He was instructing about this Varnasam Dharma to Maharaj Yudhisthira, and he said, he summarized, my dear king, jasahi jat lakshanam proktam, varnabhi manjakam, jadi annatrapi disheta, tatte naiva vinidhiseta. This is the instruction. So here is the lakshana, symptom, he is Brahman, sama. Sama means controlling the sense, controlling the mind. In every circumstances, mind is steady. That is called sama. And dhamma means senses, controlling the senses. Say, my tongue is dried up, asking for a cigarette. Now, if I am Brahmana, then I shall say, no, you cannot smoke. That is God. That is God. His senses dictate me. We are now at the present moment, we are all servants of the senses. I have already explained that our real occupational duty is to become servant. So instead of becoming servant of Krishna, we are now servant of our senses. This is our material life. So, if you, instead of becoming servant of the senses, if you become master of the senses, then you are a Brahman. Then you are a Brahman. Not that you remain a servant of the senses and because you are born in a Brahmin family, you remain a Brahmin. This is miscalculation. This is not allowed. Therefore Krishna says, sama dama. Astapa. This samadama, how it can be practiced without tapasya? It is so easy thing that you can control your mind and senses, but with tapasya. You must agree. That is human life. Tapo dibbang putrakajena suddhita satta. Vishabdev was advising his sons, my dear boys, this human form of life is meant for tapasya. Tapo. What for tapasya? Dibbam, to realize the Supreme Deva. Why it is required? Tapo dibbam putraka jena suddhita satya. Your existence will be purified. If you practice tapasya, now, what is my existence? Am I impure? Yes, therefore you are dying. Otherwise you are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. You will be eternal. But you are dying. You are subject to death because your existence is impure. Therefore, tapo dibbam putraka jena suddhi. Jasma brahmaso kammanantam. If you want really blissful life eternal, then you must come to the eternal existential position, platform. Tato brahma sukham ananta. To become happy, to become joyful, that is your right, because you are part and parcel of Krishna, God. He is Satchidananda Vigraha. You are part and parcel. So, you are now fallen. You are trying to get that blissful life, but you are trying falsely. Falsely in a platform where there is dukkha, lama, sasara. It is not possible. You come to the spiritual platform. You come to your original consciousness. Then your sattva, your existence will be purified and enjoy. Enjoyment is your right. So, therefore, this sama-dama can be practiced provided you agree to execute tapasya. Therefore, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we are training these boys, anyone. It doesn't matter what he is. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no game. This is tapasya. Those who are practiced to this bad habit, for them it will be very difficult. Very difficult. Yes, one of our god brother went to preach in London, and Lord Zeppelin, he was talking with him, and he said, Lord Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? So he said, yes, why not? You give up these four bad habits. And he said, it is impossible. He said clearly, it is impossible. This is our life. But at the present moment, these boys, hundreds and thousands of boys, they are giving up this practice. This is called tapasya. Hundreds and thousands. They have agreed. I am not bright then, I am poor Indian. But they have agreed. Yes. They are actually practicing no illicit sex. No gambling, no meat eating, and no intoxication. They do not smoke it. Don't take tea. This is called tapasya. So, samadama, brahminical first qualification, can be practiced provided you agree to undergo tapasya. Tapa. And then it is not very difficult. Not that because these boys, European American boys, have given us this bad habit, they are dying for it. No. Rather, their parents, their countrymen say, they are bright faces. When they chant on the street, they have become surprised, their fathers. And some of the fathers, they come to thank me. Swamiji, it is your great fortune that you have come to us. Because they know that how their sons are being rectified from the LSD. Habit. Professor Judah has written a book, very nice book, appreciating that how this LSD man could become Krishna conscious servant of Krishna. So it is, everything is possible, provided you agree. Tapasya. Samadama tapa. Then shaucha. Very clean. Everyone must take bath thrice daily. And wash the cloth. This is shaucha, external, shaucha. So they are doing that. They are rising early in the morning at 3:30 and taking bath. In this country, they don't even require hot water, in cold water. Shaucha, very clean. Samadama tapas shaucham, khanti, tolerance, khanti, ajabam, simplicity. Khantiyajamavivacha jnanam. Knowledge. What is that knowledge? Knowledge that I am not this body. This is knowledge. And if I simply I think I am this body, you may advance in your so-called scientific knowledge. You are a fool. This is called jnanam. And vijnanam, practical application. Jnanam, vijnanam, then astikyam. Astikam means to believe in the injunction of this Hastik. That is called theism. One who does not believe in the innocent, just like Krishna is advised in the Bhagavad Gita. One who believes in the words of Krishna, he is asking. One who does not believe, he is Nastic. This is the Astic or Nastic. So our Nastic definition means one who does not believe in the Vedic instruction, he is called Nastic. The Brahmana must be Asticam. Samadama svapasaucam khanti arjavamevacha jnanam vijnanam Asticam brahmagarma salhava. If you acquire this qualification, then you have brahma. So, it is very difficult. Simply, there is no training center. Throughout the whole world, there is no such training department. There are many departments of knowledge. But how to create an ideal brahmana, there is no education. There is no education. Therefore, the brahmana is considered to be the head of the body. Just like we have got this body, this head is to be considered as brahma. And the arm is to be considered as khatri. The belly is to be considered as vaishya. And the leg is considered as sudra. So as to maintain this body nicely, you must everything in order. The head, brain must be in order. The hand, arms must be in order. The belly must be digesting food and getting energy. And the leg also must walk. Similarly, sese karmani nirata, never mind, you are a brahmana, khatriya, vaishya, shudra. If your aim is to keep the body in order, then either you become brahmin, either you become khatriya or shudra, everything is in order. That is required. Unless these instructions are followed as given by Krishna, he comes, jada-jada hi dharma-sajnani bhavati. He comes there. He leaves this instruction. If you take advantage of this instruction and make your society, family or government, everything according to the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, then everything is perfect. Otherwise you are doomed. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Swamiji, is there any truth in the belief that if two persons marry each other during a certain specific time of the year, the marriage would be more prosperous than otherwise be the case?
He's asking, is there any truth to the statement that if two people marry each other at a certain time, the marriage would be more auspicious or prosperous than if they marry at other times?
Marriage. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, married life is required. Sex under marriage rules is permitted. Dharma viruddha kamasmi. Sex lives, ahara nidra bhayamaitho. These are bodily necessities. Eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunanta. So that, these four kinds of necessities are there in the animals also. The dog also eats, sleeps, sex life, and defense. then what is the difference between the dog's life and man's life? The difference is, the dog's life is not regulated under religious principle. The man's life is regulated under religious principle. So under religious principle, if you arrange for sex life, then it is good. Otherwise, it is dog's life.
Any other questions? Swamiji, throughout the world, the kind of religion that is practiced hasn't seemed to help to solve the problems. We find that people throughout the world are ill-fed, ill-clothed, and ill-housed. Do you think a movement of this type could solve the problem?
Yes, I already explained what is meaning of religion. Religion means to render service to God. If you do not render service to God, that is not religion, that is cheating. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prodhita koitabhatra paramanidmasaranam satam, that cheating type of religion is completely rejected from Srimad Bhagavatam. That is not follow. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mami kang saranam. This is dharma. Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat praningam. Dharma means the codes and the laws given by God. So God says that to surrender unto Him, mami kang saranam. So if one does not surrender to God, that religion has no meaning. It is useless.
Other questions?
Swamiji, I would like to ask you one question, and that is, in this time of Kali Yuga, is it possible that a layman could see the Paramatma with his naked eye? And if he can, what he has to do or follow?
So Paramatma cannot be seen with your naked eye. You cannot see anything with your naked eye. You are very much proud of your eyes. But you do not see things as they are. Just like you are seeing daily the sun, it is just like a disc. But it is not a disc. It is 1,400,000 times bigger than this planet. So, you cannot see God, Paramatma, by these eyes, these material eyes. You have to create your eyes. That is said, premanjana churita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaivari dayesu bilopayanti. Yang shyama sundaram achinta gunasarupam govindamadi purusam tamam vaja. He can see God or Krishna when you have developed a love for Him. Otherwise you cannot see. So this is the formula. You have to develop your, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter I was speaking yesterday. Maya sakta mana pratham yogam dunjan madasa asamsam samad brahma yatha dasa siddhasa. So this is practice, how to see God. But in this Kali Yuga, as you have mentioned, Kali Yuga, it is very simple thing. What is that? The simple thing is, kalau dosa nidhi rajan, hi asti eko mahanagna. The Shastra, it is said, This Kali Yuga is full of faults, so many faults, it is the ocean of faults. But there is a very nice thing, ki eko mahana guna, a very great quality. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Bandhi. If you simply chant Hare Krishna Mantra, then you become perfect. Is it very difficult? Chant Hare Krishna and you become perfect. But we are so unfortunate, we are not prepared to chant. This is our solution. So we have to make little determination that I shall chant henceforward Hare Krishna Mantra. Then everything is all.
Any questions?
Now you chant Hare Krishna, let me join.